We're back here for our final segment here of our Sounds of the Game. Here's assistant coach Landon Frank afterwards talking about the 14-0 victory.
It was a defensive struggle tonight. I thought most of Scott City probably controlled this game a lot tonight. Early on, Houston had some big plays that they converted on. But I thought after a while there in the end, Scott City really was the better conditioned team, and I thought they wore Huguenin out all over, and this is a good win and a much improved Huguenin team that you guys beat tonight.
Yeah, you know, early in the game, we had three incidences where our players, one got downfield a little bit, the other chased a guy across the middle instead of letting him go to the middle linebackers, and I don't remember exactly what the other ones. It cost us a little bit, let them get into field position. But overall, besides those three plays, the defense played really, really strong. They had a nice goal line stand. I thought they did well on defense. Offense struggled a little bit.
And, you know, yeah, this time of the year, game one, you're usually seeing the defenses ahead of the offenses, and that really proved that out to be that way tonight. I know there was some tough starting a little bit of the defense. You mentioned the defense playing sound. I thought they pressured Harper. He was all over the place, and really forcing him to throw a lot of just jump balls there and some tough interference calls. But, you know, week one there, you're going to get those things probably cleaned up later on in the year.
Yeah, you know, as far as the pass interference calls, most of them were pretty close. I think there were one or two that were, you know, pretty obvious that they were pass interference. One hit our player in the back of the helmet, and then our player hit theirs. But it was a close call. We'll clean some of that stuff up. They've been taught to keep their hand on the hip and not the shoulder pads. You know, they get to reaching and stuff like that here early on. And, I mean, the game's faster, you know, so they're reaching, trying to slow a guy down.
And you have some experience in that secondary there on the varsity. Kevin Herman, who hasn't played in 2 years. Justice McDaniel hasn't played in 3 years. You put in Isaac Tarango, got the late pick in the fourth quarter. He hasn't played in 2 years. So the secondary players were really thrown into the fire early on. Now, onto the offensive side, there's a lot of good things that happened on that offensive side. And whatever it is with 95-plus yards drives for your points of the night, I mean, 191 yards on 22 plays for your two scoring drives. You'll take that, right?
Absolutely. You know, our running game's there all day long. We did pass quite a bit there early on, see what we could do. We've got the running backs. I mean, you got Brandon Winterlin, and you got Goodman, Parker. They're all seniors, and they're all athletes. They're pretty fast and pretty tough.
Give Huguenin credit. They disrupted Scott City up front there at times and made – you guys have to go to the outside a little bit, but I thought, you know, Harrison did a good job of facilitating that ball around. I think he hit four or five different receivers here tonight, but when you guys were getting some passes out in the opens, good things happened.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were having success up the middle, and they started putting every defensive lineman in every gap, you know, and so we started spreading out a little bit. And he hit a few of those receivers, you know, so we do know that we can throw the ball a little bit. We'll just have to get a little better.
And just clean up some penalties. There's some holdings, blocks in the backs, but that's game one. And I know another concern, I think, too many turnovers for you guys tonight.
Yeah, we did. The blocks in the back, you know, that's just those guys not playing for multiple years, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. And they come in, and that guy turns on them, and they're right there, and they put their hand on their back. It's a block in the back. That's just the way it is, and they'll learn from this, and we'll get better.
Well, you come out with a victory here in 14-0. You take on a Holcomb team that is Roland Goodland in the second half, last check, 48-6. But Holcomb, kind of like Scott City in a way, hit hard by graduation, but they're still going to be coming to play Scott City. It's a rivalry game.
Yep, Holcomb's tough every year. It doesn't matter how good or bad they are. They're going to come down. They're going to want to play us. So.
Well, one win in the season. Congratulations, Coach. You guys enjoy it here this weekend. We'll see you right here again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Total yards for Scott City in the game. They would end up with around 456 unofficially, 292 on the ground, 45 carries. They were led by Hunter Yeager's 15 carries with 130 yards. Parker Gooden had a nice night in his debut on varsity in the running back position, halfback position, 8 carries, 68 yards. And Cale Goodman, 12 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. Harrison King would throw for 164 yards through the air. He would have one interception. Hunter Yeager was the leading receiver, 111 receiving yards on 7 catches. But first downs were dominated around 20-6 for 20-9 in favor of Scott City. Five turnovers for the Beavers. They were just 3 of 14 on third downs, 1 of 3 on the fourth downs on the night for the Beavers there. But it was a win there. They'd have 15 penalties, 153 yards. Hugoton would just have 4 penalties, 35 yards. The Eagles were just 3 of 14 on, or 3 of 12, that is, on third downs on Friday night. They'd only have 9 first downs, but you look back at it, a bulk of those came on defensive pass interference calls. The Eagles would have just 2 yards of offense on the ground, 107 yards of total offense through 27 passes. Sawyer Harper, 105 passing yards through the air there, and Vias was his leading receiver, 37 yards on 5 grabs, and Trevor Bogan had 2 catches for 55 yards. But the Beavers 1-0 on the year. They win their 10th straight in the series against the Hugoton Eagles. This has been a dominated series by Scott City, 35-5 coming in. But it was Scott City with the defensive stops when they needed them to win this one 14-0. Hugoton looks like a much improved team from a year ago. They were 4-5. They had a lot of momentum at the end of the year, but Scott City proved to be too much in the end with their defense 14-0. And that'll wrap up our inaugural edition of the Calls of the Game. Scott City and Hugoton, hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and we hope to do this on a weekly basis.